And a very good morning. Well, travelling as I was the other day, coming back from London on the train. Well, ticket inspection takes place, and all tickets please, and rail cards, and all the rest of it there you need to have. Well, our train had left from platform 3 at St Pancras. Well and good, there it was, 8:26, and the way it had gone on time, very nice. Except for one passenger nearby. The ticket collector came round and had to inform this passenger, "I'm afraid this train is not stopping at Bedford. You have got a ticket here for Bedford. The first stop is Leicester." Oh. She was quite cheerful, I have to say, and she handled the situation well, because she did say, "Well, actually, you'll have to be quick, but there is a connection at Leicester which will get you back to Bedford," and she wrote out some script here for him. But this is what she said to him that did just catch my attention. She said, "I had announced it twice that we were stopping at Leicester and then all the rest of it there to Derby, that we weren't stopping at Bedford. I said it twice before the train set off." The passenger couldn't hear any answer, couldn't hear him say, "Oh, well, I didn't hear any of that," or, "Oh, I got on the train at the last minute," or anything. I think in a way it was that he would have thought, "I didn't listen, did I? I didn't listen." The train was on platform 4 for Bedford, or that was going to stop at Bedford. He jumped on the train on platform 3 and found himself having to go to Leicester and then come back. And I don't know what time he got back to Bedford there, but a fair bit later than really he had planned when he set out. Announced twice, but he didn't hear it. He wasn't listening. And the announcements were very clear, and all the things that go with it, your safety and what you do if this happens and that happens, and everything else. He hadn't listened. He might have been sat physically present there when all the Leicester stations was announced, not Bedford, but he didn't hear it. You know, we can be physically present when things that are helpful are being said, warnings are being given, and yet we don't hear it. We don't hear it. And then we're surprised to find, "What? I didn't know this train didn't stop at Bedford, and the next stop was Leicester, miles away. Didn't anybody tell me?" Yes. Yes, they did. They did say it. The announcement was twice, apparently, and I don't disbelieve the woman at all who said it. There's the Bible. It's telling us such important things. You will hear nothing, but nothing more important. Getting on the wrong train and ending up in Leicester is nothing compared to not hearing the instruction, the announcement that comes from the Bible about life and the death, about heaven and about hell. And it can be said, and it's as though we never heard it. But it was said. And at the end of time, if you appear at the judgment throne, and we all will, it might be said, "But you were there." And it was announced, not once, not twice, perhaps it was hundreds of times. This is the way of life. There is the way of death. If you get on, if you like, that particular train there, that's going to glory. That one goes to condemnation. Platform 3 or platform 4, it makes all the difference. One will make you happy, the other will make you sad. That wasn't where you wanted to go. I didn't want to be here. I didn't want to arrive here. Nobody wants to arrive in hell. Nobody wants to find that that's their destination. But weren't there any announcements? All the time, the announcements everywhere. There are texts up outside on the board there in the marketplace. Again and again. Sunday school and in the service. So listen to the announcements. Listen to what is said, that there is in Christ life. Life beyond imagining. Life eternal. There is heaven. He has come as the way to bring us to God. And only he. The other train, any other place you look, it won't do it. Can't do it. That can't achieve that. It may promise you it, but it won't. It won't bring you to your destination. We have a risen Saviour, don't we? He was dead and is alive forevermore. But nobody else has that. Nobody can say, well, the person that we look on as the most important and whom we put all of our trust was dead and buried 3 days and now he's alive forevermore. He's worth hearing, isn't he? He's worth listening to. Nobody else has got that. People write all these books there. We meet them sometimes when we do open airs. Oh, some scholar or other wrote this book. Well, where are they now? Well, they're dead, I guess. Well, that's that. He isn't, not Christ. He's alive forevermore. And he promises you what he has himself, which is life. He has that life that he can give to others because he is life. So, are you hearing the announcements? Don't let it be like that passenger that you were told at the end. You were told twice, 3 times, 100 times. Why didn't you listen? Why didn't you get off that train and get on the right train instead? So listen. When you go to Sunday school, listen. When you're in church or at home and the Bible's being explained, listen. Because there you're being told about life and eternity, about hell and heaven, about what Christ, or the Prince of Life, can give to any that ask him. So don't hear all these announcements and do nothing. Respond, believe with all your heart. Let's sing our next hymn, 273, Jesus Shall Reign Where'er the Sun, 273.